From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
My parents came from China, and I was born in a small town in Oregon. Because of the way we looked, I assumed we were the ones who were out of place. As a kid, there were many times I wanted to be the red-headed boy with freckles in the marmalade jar. I grew up hating myself and knew I'd never fit in, but wanted still to belong. That was a long time ago, and I gradually became disabused of the myths about the United States that I'd been taught. Those myths of justice, equality, and inclusion were deeply bound up in the story our country likes to tell about itself. But the reality was different. Police turned dogs loose on black people. The poor were demonized, and we saw the world as ours to dictate to. And those who'd been here for generations no longer understood what America was supposed to be about. It had become a nation of people intent on bettering their own lot and not caring much at whose expense that happened. It's not that I disown this country or all the things that come with it. I'm tragically a fan of the Giants. I love my iPod, and we barbecue on the 4th of July. But the few times I'm proud to be an American pale next to the times I feel shame and outrage. The myths I was raised with often seem so disconnected from reality that no work seems worthwhile unless it's aimed at changing this country and reclaiming the values I'd still like to believe in. So now I'm a civil rights lawyer. One of my clients is a Central Valley woman who came here without papers but is now an American citizen. She was fired from her job because she marched in the pro-immigration rallies of May 1st. But my Latina client made me far prouder to be an American than her bigoted boss who, in the name of protecting our borders, forgot this country is about the very rights my client risked her livelihood to exercise. You might wonder who the true Americans really are, those who would enshrine it as it is, or those who expect it to live up to its promise. With a Perspective, I'm Christopher Ho.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.